Hello everyone, Neil Patelia, thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. Today I speak to Yashikesh Shah. She is the co-founder of Nandu. Nandu is India's only fun, health and wellness startup. And since launching 5 months ago, they've already amassed an amazing 200,000 members. Amazing stuff. So in this exciting episode, she talks about how it all works. You will learn how she manages a full-time job working in investment banking in the Big Apple while working on this startup. She also talks about building a community and targeting the 200 million stressed out Indian millennials and much, much more. So please enjoy the show. Thank you. Hello, Yashika. Thank you for coming on the Indian Startup Show today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Excellent. Please tell the listeners what you do, please.
Yeah, sure. So I'm the co-founder of Nandu. Nandu is essentially India's only fun health company. And when we say fun, we take it very seriously. We are focused on three main aspects of wellness. One is mind fitness, where we explore a very unique article every single day and break it down into a very, very easy to understand format. Mm-hmm. The second is soul fitness. And in that, we're very focused on meditation and calming and, helping you manage your breathing in order to stress manage. And then the third one is body fitness. Mm-hmm. And the first phase in body fitness is essentially, you walk 10 minutes every single day nonstop, mm-hmm. and you can convert your cumulative steps into revolves. Mm-hmm. And all of this is anchored around building a very strong, amazing community of Nanduers, mm-hmm. Who are very passionate, about getting healthy, about getting fit, but in a very fun and easy to approachable manner.
Excellent. Okay. So can you share some stats, how things are going and how many downloads have you had?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now we're not making any money, and this is something that our parents are absolutely not happy about, but you know how Indian parents are.
Yeah.
But other than that, we've seen some really impressive stats. We were not sure how the market would take wellness, but we are very pleasantly surprised. So we started 5 months ago. Mm-hmm. It's just four of us. It's four co-founders who run everything from customer support to development to marketing and whatnot. We started with zero members 5 months ago, and right now we are at almost 200,000 members, active members. And this is all through word of mouth and all organic marketing. So we are very fortunate to see some really exciting numbers. Mm-hmm. But obviously we're just starting out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Sky is the limit.
Yeah, is that what you expected then? 200,000?
No. Honestly, we did not expect that. We were like, by the time we had hit like a 6 month target, we probably have 1,000, 2,000 members, who have adopted and accepted wellness and are going through it. Because the thing is, one of the things we've noticed is that with startups is that, yes, you want to grow aggressively, but at the same time, you want to manage that growth, right? And because wellness is such a relatively new concept in India, we didn't know if, we didn't want to focus on a very aggressive growth right away. We wanted to focus on building a community. And for that to happen, you have to listen to your community and grow with them, and incorporate their feedback. So thankfully, we've been able to do that. And that has, made our current Nanduers, go out to their friends and family and tell them about what we're doing. And we've been very fortunate to have that community support with us.
Excellent. So how does it work then? So I download the app, I walk.
Yes.
And then I get yes. vouchers or something, or money off things or something?
Yeah. So that's the body fitness part. We are only an Android app, because obviously 90% of India uses Android. Yeah. So we wanted to start off with that. And the body fitness, the way it works is, every day you get 10 minutes to walk, right? So you open the app, you hit walk, and you walk for 10 minutes straight. And then what happens is your cumulative steps, so all the steps that you walked over the couple of days or weeks or whatever, you can convert those for gift cards. Mm-hmm. And our gift cards range from, something very small to, like a 50 rupees gift card to Auric, which is this, health beverage, mm-hmm. All the way to a 700 rupees gift card for Oyo. We have very limited editions of iPhone X and Echo Dots to give away, but those are very limited quantities. Mm-hmm. The reason we've added these rewards, and obviously rewards is not a big piece because, they're monetary wise, they're very low. But the reason is, we want to motivate members to start taking health into their daily schedules. And if we can incentivize them by putting these very small, day-to-day rewards, and if there's a small thing we can do in order to make this more of a habit for them, that is the whole goal of adding rewards and tying it to like walking and body fitness.
How many minutes do I have to walk to get an iPhone X then?
Oh, that you have to walk a really long time. It's definitely over a year. It's funny, actually. A lot of people are like, oh, so I have to walk a year to get an iPhone. Why can't I get it for walking an hour? And I'm like, well, it's also an iPhone X. And if you could get it by just walking an hour, you know, there would be a lot of other companies that would be doing so.
Do I get to choose the gift vouchers then?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
So what we do is we do it by tiers, right? So we start off our earliest tier is 3,500 steps. So that is for people who are like, you know what, I think this is interesting. I don't know if this is. So one of the things we hear a lot is they're like, oh, this has to be a fake. You know, this has to be a fake. And they're like, you know, why would we spend all that time and effort and energy to create this app, to have all these gift vouchers, just to make it a fake experience, right? So that's why we keep a lot of rewards at lower steps here so that people can start, redeeming it and seeing, you know what, this is for real. I actually enjoyed this. And now let me continue walking and go to a higher level gift card. So going back to your point, yes, you can choose whatever you want, whatever gift card you want. It's just at different levels of tiers. So whatever you pick, it's up on you.
So you've been doing this for 5 months. Obviously, it's not making money yet. Yeah. In terms of business models, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the good things we've noticed is that all these rewards that we have, we currently don't pay for it. So we've been very fortunate, once again, that we partner up with all these corporate partners who are willing to work with us and, you know, sponsor these gift cards. So our business model-wise, we're thinking of doubling down in that. As our reward partners list extends out, we could do something like sponsored reward, as in, you know, this month's Nandu reward has been sponsored by, I don't know, I'm just spitballing, something like Netflix, like walk for one straight month and, you know, get, I don't know, 1 month of free Netflix or something along those lines, right? So we could start doing like things like that, which is a very good way of incorporating health on one end and also giving brands like positive association, right? Because a lot of brands right now, they need that, right? They want to be connected to their audience, but not just in a, you know, buy my thing and that's how we're connected, but more in terms of, you know, how can I make your life better? So this is another way of, you know, connecting with the community and getting some positive brand association out of them.
I suppose you could go down the sort of the B2B route as well instead of B2C.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the other idea is also to go into B2B. And for that, we've also, initially when we actually started off, my goal was to reach out to all these, like, you know, on the corporate side and be like, look, we have this health and fitness app. Why don't you integrate within your, you know, I don't know, HR wellness package? What we realized were two things, right? One is obviously we don't have an iOS app, right? So even though, 1% of corporation's population is dependent on iOS, they would still like to have that feature so that they're inclusive for everyone versus just keep it to Android. So completely understand that point. Mm-hmm. The second thing, though, is associated with our brand and our concept, right? We're kind of, right now our brand is kind of like anti, I don't want to say we're anti-establishment as in, finger in the air to everyone who is ruling us or whatever, right? We're definitely not that big. What we're trying to do is, we are trying to cut through the BS that our typical audience, which is an Indian millennial, faces, and we're trying to make things easy and simple for them. One of the ways we do that is, you know, we also make fun of like work, right? We all know that a lot of times, there are all these conference calls that you have to attend, but you don't need to attend, but you have to because you want to get promoted next year. And so you have to share face and, you know, all this like politics that you have to play, right? So we're like, you could be spending, 10 extra minutes in that conference call that you're absolutely not needed for, or you could be walking for 10 straight minutes straight, right? So that is, going back to the point, right? We're doing all these like fun little things where we try to resonate very well with our core audience. And one of those things is also calling out BS on work or some of the expectations that you have. So once we have more of an established community and branding, then we can start thinking of, you know, how do we want to go more into B2B in the sense, you know, get integrated into the wellness packages or the HR wellness platform and whatnot. But right now the focus is mostly on like building that solid community and building it from there and making them the bigger.
So how are you marketing and promoting the app then? Because obviously there's so many apps out there. App Store? Any strategies that have tried and failed, or something that's gone well? Any examples?
Yeah, absolutely. So as of now, we've done everything organically. But initially, when I started off, we were like, you know what, let's try out some Facebook ads, let's try out some Instagram ads and see how it goes. One thing that I've noticed is that, so I'm in full disclosure, I'm currently based in New York City. You know, there are a lot of startups over here. We tried to implement some of the things that startups over here do in terms of marketing, and we were pleasantly surprised that it doesn't work in India, which makes sense. One of those things being that, you know, when you do ads, I think the Indian consumers, they're so bombarded with ads all the time. That's something that is very, very crystal clear and to the point, makes a lot of sense to them, versus having like super duper beautiful imagery and having this, you know, very deep thought associated with an ad. So initially when we started off with Nandu, you know, we went into this whole thing about, you know, how it's going to change your life and, you know, it's going to be the next best thing you need for wellness and whatnot. And we realized that not a lot of people were understanding essentially what we do, mainly because, you know, when you think about fitness in India, it is only two categories, right? One is, you know, you go to a gym, you work your ass off and you get muscles, right? The second thing is, you know what? I don't want to go gymming. I think walking is the best thing I can do for myself. I'm just going to go walk. So those are the two end spectrums, right? So what we're trying to do, we're trying to tap into that mentality about walking, but how do you make it more sustainable? So that is why when we were doing all the ads, what we attracted were people who would go to the gym. And that is not, and you know, people who are health fanatics. And for them, you know, making health part of their daily life is not an issue. So for them, you know, the value add is not there as they see it in the app. So what we started doing was, we were like, you know what, we're going to stop this. Let's take a step back and let's see how we can target members who are more into walking and more into like casual fitness, and make them make fitness a habit in their life. And that's how, when we started off with Instagram ads, and you know, we kept it very simple. We were like, you know, walk 10 minutes and get rewarded for your efforts. And that's how we saw a lot of traction in a lot of people. And then, you know, overall in, we spent around, I want to say we spent around like nothing crazy. We spent around like $50 to $75, right? Because once again, this is something that we're using our own money and our own salary and savings for. So we didn't want to do something extraordinary, crazy, just to realize there are no benefits out of it. And we saw significant traction out of it. And then what we started seeing was kind of like a snowball effect. You know, a few members, they really liked what we did. They really liked our concept. We forwarded it to their friends and family, who then forwarded it to their friends and family. A couple of our Nanduers, they created like YouTube videos about us without us even sponsoring it or paying for it. You know, and that's how we got a lot of momentum and got going.
That's good. Everything's going well then. Let's talk about you then. You're originally from India, but you're now living in the Big Apple. Yes. Tell me about that story or journey.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm originally from Mumbai, born and raised. My parents actually still live there. And I came to the States for my undergrad. So I went here for my undergrad, then worked in investment banking for a few years, went to business school, and now I'm back on the investment bank side doing strategy for an investment firm in New York. So that's my background. With three other co-founders I have, the second co-founder, actually, he's Indian too. He's actually my husband. We got married in December. We've been dating since we were in high school. You know how it is, right? Like when you are approaching your 30s, you know, people think you're 85 and you have to get married, and if not, you know, your life is over. So our parents were like, you should get married. And, you know, that's one of the reasons we got married after dating for so long. He is in charge of products, and he's the head of data for us. His background is in mobile apps. He is the head of mobile apps for a company called B&H Photo. It is kind of similar to Amazon, but when it comes to specialty photo equipment and videography, he is, his app has also, so the B&H mobile photo app has also been featured at the Apple Worldwide Developer Conference multiple times. And he's predominantly responsible for that. The third co-founder is Han Lin. He is an American citizen, but Han is a friend of ours. He is in charge of the front end of the app. And he has several patents under his name for mobile ad marketing, but in a very fun and interactive manner. And lastly, the fourth co-founder is Jamie. He's from the States as well. He's in charge of our backend, and currently he's the head of backend for MoviePass. MoviePass is kind of, a Netflix slash competitor. It was co-founded by one of the Netflix co-founders. So it's just the four of us. We are all friends. We are right now focused on India. But once we pick it up and, make an established name in India, our focus is to go into other Southeast Asian countries like China, Vietnam, Indonesia. Mm-hmm. Once again, countries where, culturally they're very similar to India, but the millennial market is worked to the bone and has literally no time to take care of themselves. So that is our strategy to attract those people, so that we can be their bandhu in terms of fitness and when it comes to being healthy.
Excellent. So I suppose you're working to the bone as well, because you've got a full time job with investment and you do this startup as well. How are you finding that?
Yeah, honestly, it's kind of ironic, right? We're sitting here and we're like, take a break from work, go walk, go read Gyan and get educated and get your mental fitness and so forth and whatnot. While we work on this, every day we wake up at like 4:30 a.m. because that works very well with the India time. From 4:30 to I want to say 8 a.m., we're constantly working on the business. Obviously you go to the office from 8 to 6:30, and then we're back on working again from 8 p.m. to like 11 p.m. Obviously this is not going to be sustainable in the long, like 5-year, 7-year, 10-year term, but initially I think this is what it takes, right? When you have something which is a gem of an idea, it's kind of like a small baby that needs all your attention all the time, and then once you pick it up, once you get more institutionalized, we are hoping that we can start having more time for our own health goals. But I do, one thing that has worked for me very well, and I know everyone says this, but I really, really swear by it, is that I try to carve out at least 50 minutes every single day in my schedule to go work out. Mainly because what I've noticed is it's not that I want to, go to size zero or anything of that sort, but it's more like, it really helps clear my mind, get all that, get a very clear, clean slate when I go back into working again. And it's kind of like a stress reliever. So I definitely recommend that, just even if it takes like 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, just have some time for yourself where you're either meditating or working out or running or walking or just doing something that has nothing to do with work or anything to do with things that stress you out.
So what's it like being married to one of the team members then? Is it like talk about work all the time? Is it, or do you ever get time to chill out?
Yeah. It's honestly talking about work all the time. Okay. It's so funny because when we were doing this, we were also in the middle of wedding planning. When we started Nandu, that is then we were also starting off our wedding planning process. And then I'm so fortunate, to have my parents and his parents, because they were like, your plate looks very full. Let us just take over everything and plan your wedding out for you. And you're like, yeah, sure, let's do that. But honestly, like to the day before the wedding, we had an app issue that we were trying to fix and whatnot. But it's very thrilling and exhilarating, right? I know we are always talking about work, and to some people who are listening, that could sound come across as, oh, that's something that I do not want in my life. But when you're very passionate and you both are enjoying what you're doing, it's kind of like having a hobby together, that you're both enjoying and experiencing and growing together. And I've learned so much about him that I wouldn't have if we didn't have this, and vice versa, right? Both the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. But one thing that we've decided to do is that because we used to work all the time every day, mornings and evenings and weekends, we started taking Saturdays off. Mm-hmm. So what we do on Saturdays is we answer all emails and whatnot, but we take the Saturday off and we just do whatever we want to do together as a couple. And obviously that eventually turns out into strategy sessions of what we should be doing, we can do and stuff. But it's just fun, because at least you're not doing like bug issues or client complaints or dealing with any of that. We're focusing more on the future side, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah. Last few questions then. Where does the name come from, or what does it mean?
Yeah, so it doesn't mean anything, and a lot of people ask us what Nandu means, right? The reason we came up with Nandu is because, okay, when you look at the fitness market once again, right, the names are so so overwhelming, right? Either they are trying to shame you into losing weight, or they're telling you that there's something wrong with you and that's why you need to get healthy, right? So for instance, you know, I can bring this name up because it's a publicly traded company, like Weight Watchers, right? Mm. It's like, when you listen to it, it's like, yeah, you know what? I need to watch my weight. Like it kind of has a slightly negative connotation associated with it. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to create a fitness / wellness platform that has none of that, right? We want to have positive feelings associated with it. We want to be kind of, you know, a fun, friendly app that you open every single day and are not shamed into doing anything or are not pressured into doing anything. You do it because you enjoy doing it. And the other, so we were doing a lot of like, oh, and the other thing is we wanted to have a very Indian name associated with it. Mm-hmm. Because once again, when you look at a lot of startups in India right now, they're very, you know, they're very like modernized names. Mm-hmm. And we're like, you know, how cool would it be to be very local? And one of the things to be very local is to have a very Indian name. And that's how we came up with Nandu. And the other thing is it also rhymes very well with Bandhu. So you're like, oh, Nandu, you're Bandhu, you know, like, so they're like, yeah, let's just go with it. Because a lot of people come to us and they're like, oh, you know, I find your name very interesting. So a lot of, most of the people love our name, but we've also had a few people who've like been like, you know what, I'm going to give you a 2-star rating because of your name. If you change your name, I will come back and give you a 5-star rating. And you're like, really? You don't like our name? So you're going to like, whatever. But you know, like that also generates a lot of conversation around our app, and mostly it's a very positive conversation. So we enjoy that as well.
Excellent. Okay. Last question then, for people who want more information on you and your app, what must they do?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are only on the Android Play Store. So go look up Nandu, N-A-N-D-O-O, in the Play Store, or check our website out, nandu.in.
Actually, one last question then. What would success look like for you then?
Yeah, honestly, success for at least this year looks like we are hitting anywhere from, you know, 1 to 5 million members by the end of this year. You know, also getting some institutional money backing us so that we can leave our full-time jobs and focus on this on a more full-time basis. That is on the immediate term. On the long-term, super scale one, you know, and I know, I'll just throw a stat out, right? There are 200 million Indian millennials right now that suffer from stress, you know, either from work or from studies. And 175 million of those do not want to take any professional help to manage stress, either because of cost or because of, you know, the stigma associated with it. And what we want to do is, we want to target that market. We want that market to use our app to start taking wellness as a part of their life so that we can bring that number down from like 175 million to ideally just, you know, two people, and that two people can be, you know, Mihir and me who are working on this app on a regular basis. But you know, that's a long-term goal, right? We want people to, you know, start thinking of wellness, not as a thing that, you know, something that it's a privilege to have, but something that is a bare necessity that they should be including in their day-to-day lives.
Brilliant. Have you started the fundraising process then? How's that going?
Yeah. So,
it must be easy because you work for an investment banker.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, you would think, right? But honestly, it's like, you know, VCs get pitched so many ideas all the time, right? They want to see who's the next Mark Zuckerberg. And, you know, you have to convince them like why they should be investing in you and no one else. But honestly, we haven't formally started the fundraising process yet, because there are a few metrics that we want to hit before we go there, which also keeps us in a more, you know, in a better position to negotiate, you know, and because the thing is, we want to build this on a long-term basis. We are more than happy to wait it out as long as it takes for us to have a very, very strong community backing us. Because what we've realized is that when you have a strong community, you can do a lot of things with the community and grow with the community. And so because of those reasons, you know, we are focused on hitting a few metrics before we go to VCs and be like, look, we have all these sticky metrics that you would be very interested in. This is our, you know, core Nanduers who are vouching for us and wanting us to succeed. And this is our plan. Would you be interested in working with us? So it's a lot of informal conversations that are taking place right now. And we will hit the formal conversation starting summer of this year.
Brilliant. Yashika, thank you for coming on the show today.
No, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen more about Nandu and giving me a platform through your podcast and spreading the message.
Yeah, I'm off to do some walking now.
Awesome.
Hopefully I can get the iPhone X.
Yes, after a year.
After a year, yeah. Thank you.
No, thank you very much.
Cheers, mate. Thanks. So, Yashika, for coming on the show today. So, download the app today and go for a walk, taking some fresh air. Thank you for listening and supporting the podcast. I shall be back next week. If you're building something exciting, please send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co, or tweet at IndianStartupSH, or go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. Love to connect. Thank you and goodbye.